जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
chant verse number 1 onward.
First 3 shlokas we will chant together.
Rupam drishyam lochanam drik tadrishyam draktumanasam drishyati vityaya sakshi drige vanatu drishyate
नानाविधानि पश्ये लोचनमेकदा
आन्ध्यमान्ध्यपटुत्वेषु
नेत्रधर्मेषु चैकदा सङ्कल्पयेत् मनःश्रोत्र त्वगादौ योज्यताम् इदम्
काम संकल्प संदेहौ
श्रद्धा श्रद्धे धृतितरे
हीर धीर भीरित्तेवमादिन् भासयत्ते कदाचिति
काम संकल्प संदेहौ श्रद्धा श्रद्धे धृतितरे
वीधीर्भीरित्तेवमादिन् भासयत्ते कदाचिति
In this text, the method employed to reach the Sakshi or Atman is Drik Drishya Vivek. Drik means Drashta, the seer. Drishya means seen, whatever is seen. We have to distinguish between seer and seen. So in the first Parijapa said, Rupam Drishyam Lochanam Drik. Rupam is Drishya. Rup means form, color. These are all seen. And who is seer of all these seen? Eyes. Forms, color are seen by eye. Tad drishyam drattu manasam. And when eyes become seen, who is the seer of these eyes? Mind is the seer. And what is in the mind? Drishya dri vrittyasa sachi. Mind is nothing but flow of thought. In mind, there are many thoughts, different type of thoughts. Who is the seer of the thought? Sakshi. Sakshi is the seer. Sakshi means satchat ikchate iti sakshi. One who sees directly without getting attached to anything. Satchat ikchate sakshi. Drigevanatu drishyate. A very firm statement. Drigev, the ultimate seer, Sakshi, natu drishyate, you will be never be able to see. So we have seen four principles in that. Number one was seer and seen are two different. Number two, seen can never illumine seer. Objects of the world cannot illumine organs of perception. Organ of perception cannot illumine mind. And mind can never illumine sakshi. In simple terms, we can say gross can never illumine subtle. One statement. Subtle than sense object is the sense organs. Subtler than sense organ is mind. Subtler than mind is sakshi. So gross can never illumine subtle. Third statement, seer and seen cannot become one simultaneously. And number four, the seer, ultimate seer, has to be a sentient being. Four statements. Then 2, 3, 4, verse number second, third and fourth are further elaboration of the first verse. नील पीत स्थूल सूक्ष्म रस्व दीर्घ आदि भेदतः नाना विधानि रूपानि. The forms can be नील, blue, पीत, yellow, then स्थूल, gross, सूक्ष्म, subtle, रस्व, short, दीर्घ, long, आदि. Different shapes it can be. आदि नाना विधानि, it can be of different forms. रूपानि पश्यन् लोचनम् एकधा. And is seen by lochan, eye. Ekadha means without change in the drashta, in the seer. When we see red rose, our eyes don't become red. Second statement, when there are some shortcomings in our eyes, when there is a cataract, we are not able to see clearly, that doesn't mean that my mind becomes also dull. No. So the principle is that the subtler is not affected by gross. Subtler is not affected by gross. In mind we have got lot of vrittis. Apply the same formula. Is the sakshi affected? No. There is no change in the, or no way the seer is affected by the seeing. In verse number 3, it says, Andhya Mandhya Patutvesu, blindness, dullness, Patutvesi, sharpness, Netra Dharmesu Chaikata. These are the dharma. These we have find in our eyes. But who is the seer? Sankalpayet mana. Mana knows. Sankalpayet here means knows. Mind knows. Ekadha means remaining same. Mind is not affected by the shortcomings of organs of perceptions. Apply the same thing to Twag Adhav. Apply the same thing to all five organs of perception. Whatever the shortcomings are there in organs of perception, mind is not affected. In verse number 4, the mind itself undergoes modification. There are a lot of vrittis. It is said nearly 60,000 thoughts come in one day while we are awake. Continuously it is changing. Now some of the examples are given here, the types of thought, kama, desire, sankalpa, fanciful imagination, sandeha, doubt, shraddha, belief, asraddha, disbelief, dhriti, fortitude, itare. Itare means adhriti, opposite of dhriti. Ri, modesty, dhi, understanding, bhi, fear, iti evam adin. Adi, there are lot of things, lot of type of vritti may come. There may be anger, jealousy, compassion. There may be sattvic vritti, rajasic vritti, tamasic vritti. There can be positive vritti, there can be negative vritti. Adi. Bhaset ekadha chiti. Again ekadha. Bhaset. Who illumines? Sakshi. Here the word is given chiti. Chiti means consciousness. It is the same thing, sakshi. In the verse number 1, it was said sakshi. Now it is said chiti. So sakshi and chiti is one and same. So who illumines? Chiti illumines all thoughts. Without chiti, thoughts are inert. We all know everything, vasana, BMI, PFT, OAT, everything is inert. Who is illumining? Sakshi or chiti. What is this calm? But before we discuss the calm, what is the process? It's a meditative verse. How to withdraw and come to that chitti step by step? Withdraw from the sense objects, come to organs of perception, withdraw from organs of perception, come to mind, withdraw from all the thoughts in the mind, come to steps given. And sakshi is not affected by the thoughts of mind that we have seen, and it is proved also. Kama, what is kama? Well, kama is desire. Guruji writes, I want such and such a thing. A desire arises from a feeling of incompleteness within and hope for a joy in the things desired. The desire arises because of incompleteness. That is ajnan. This is purna. We say na om purna adha. Adha means that is purna. Purna idam. Whatever we see as idam, this is also purna. But we don't know that I am purna. This is ignorance. We have got this sakshi, chiti or atman or brahman with us, but we don't know that it is with us. That is ajnan. We are purna, we are complete. We need nothing of the world. But we don't know. that we are complete. So what happens? A sense of incompleteness is there, that I am not complete. And I try to make myself complete with the objects, emotions, and thoughts of the world. Since I don't know that I am complete, I think I am incomplete. And to make myself complete, I am roaming in the world, trying to collect things, beings, and persons. And I think I will become complete by these things. Can I become complete? You can? No. Because these are all limited. All limited things added together can never become unlimited, infinite. You can never become infinite. Kamaha, what is this kamaha? It was said in Bhagavad Gita, Arjun says, Atha kena prayuktoyam papam charita purusa anichyannapi varsneha baladiva niyojita. This desire forces us to commit a sin. And that is Arjun is asking the Lord, I know this is wrong, but still somebody forces me inside to do that act. Knowing fully well that this is wrong, still we do it. What is the cause? Tell me. The Lord says, Kaam esa, krodha esa, rajogun samudbhava. It is your kaam. It is your desire. The desire is coming because of the incompleteness. My mind is saying this is wrong. And the same mind is saying, do it. Who is powerful? It is said, some part of your mind, say 10%, 20%, 30% is saying, no, this is wrong. But the 70% is saying, no, do it. So majority wins. We act. Kamesho, krodesho, rajogun samadvaha. Then comes sankalpa. What is sankalpa? Sankalpa is fanciful imagination. Just fanciful imagination. You are just thinking. That matures into kama, a desire. Forceful it becomes, and you are forced to act to fulfill that desire. Sankalpa is the pre-stage. In Bhagavat, it is says, Kamam janami te mulam sankalpat kil jayate. O Kam, I know your source. Your source is sankalpa. What is sankalpa? Fanciful thinking, that's all. You start brooding over a sankalpa, a fanciful thinking, it will mature in a desire. Start thinking about coffee, 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 coffee. After the class, you will go to the Starbucks. Sankalpa. So how to control it? So it is said, Guruji has written in Manasodhanam, asankalpat jayet kamam. Asankalpat. Kill that sankalp then and there when the fanciful thought comes. At that stage, you can stop it. But after that, it is not possible. Bhagavat, it is said, Natvam sankalpai syami tena mena bhavishyati. Natvam, natvam sankalpam isyami. I will not do any sankalp in future, bhavishyati. In future, I will not do any sankalp. I know sankalp is the pre-stage of the kaam. I will not do any fanciful imagine. So how to control our desire? At the stage of sankalpa, but when it matures into the kama, it is very difficult. Then you cannot control it. What is vikalpa? Vikalpa is opposite, alternative. Guruji writes, very good example Guruji is giving, sankalpa. I will read the Bhagavad Gita. Sankalpa has come. Now, Vikalpa, maybe I should read it after retirement. Vikalpa, another alternative has come. This is not the right time, we should study after. Or will I be able to complete it? Vikalpa. A sankalpa came and a vikalpa is there. Sankalpa, vikalpa, mana. We have seen the definition of mana. Sankalpa, vikalpa, mana. So at the stage of mind. Then what is buddhi? Buddhi is nischayatmika buddhi. The moment we take a decision, we call it, it is the function of buddhi, nischayatmaka buddhi. Then sandeh, a doubt comes. Will it be good? Gita was written by 5,000 years ago. Sandeh, a doubt. And the moment a doubt comes, kaam and sankalp, both are gone. Both are gone. How? A desire has come, you want to have an ice cream. You have bought the ice cream, your friend says, do you know I have seen something pouring in that, something falling in that ice cream, you are taking this, maybe poisonous. You will stop, you will not eat. Sandeh, a doubt has come. And Lord has said, sansayatma vinishyati. The moment you doubt, say means sayan. Your knowledge is now sleeping. Sansayatma vinishyati. Vinishyati means you will not walk that path. If Guru says you do karma yoga, I am doing karma, but I don't know what is karma yoga. Yoga means this karma can unite you with the Lord. This is karma yoga. If you doubt it, will you do it? No. You will not do it. What will happen? Will you be able to reach your destination? No. Because a doubt has come. Sandeha. So, doubt puts a brake on kama and sankalpa. You will not act. Next is Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Now you say, after all, Gita was given out by Sri Krishna, a Shraddha is coming. It may be 5,000 year old. We may think it is not applicable. But if the Shraddha is there, then you will proceed. In Gita it is said, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Shraddhavan, you have to have Shraddha. Faith or belief you must have in two things, Guru and Shastra. Guru Shastra Vakyesu Shraddha. Shraddha is needed. Ashraddha, I do not believe in reading Gita. Ashraddha, no faith. Dhriti, dhriti is ability to hold on. Guruji writes, I will read Gita till the end, come what may. I will read. This is dhriti, 42. Another example given by Mahatma is like that. You have started learning swimming. You are in the pool. But when you are learning, what happens? Even the edge is not far, it's only 2 feet, 3 feet. But you are tired. But you can't stop. Even if you stop there, even if it is only 2 feet away, you will drown. So the ability, the power which you keeps you moving is called the dhriti, and it helps you to reach the destination. Dhriti, adhriti, that power is not there. So Guruji writes there, man with the fortitude alone succeed in life, never the impatient. Adhriti is impatient person. Abhi chhod do, abhi nahi hoga. The one who has got a dhriti, he succeeds in life. Ri is modesty. Modesty, What will my friends say if they know that I read Gita? Many people think, what other will think? I am going to Chinmay Mission for satsang, lajja. But our Shastra says, Riyam Deyam means you should feel sai then when you are giving. Why? I have capacity to give more, but I am giving less. It's come into the Taittiriya Upanishad. What we do when we go to the Lord? First of all, we don't give even money to the Lord. The Lord has given me the capacity to earn. So when we offer whatever we want to give it to the Lord, Riyam Deyam, I have the capacity to give more, but I am giving less. Ri Lajja, the understanding, Guruji writes, but Gita talks sense. If somebody explains me, then whatever is said, it is still valid even today. Whatever marg is said, path is shown in Bhagavad Gita, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga, even that is still applicable. Many people ask this question, is Gita valid, can be applied in day-to-day life? And why not? When Lord Krishna said, Arjun also had only two eyes, two hands, two legs, Lord has not changed the model of body. It's only two things are there, matter and spirit. Composition is same. It's applicable. B. Fear. My friend may take this book back before I finish it. Bhaya. Fear always comes when we see dvaita, duality. When you see there are two, then there. Even in samadhi, when the people sit in the meditation, they fear. Fear. If samadhi happens, will I be able to come back or not? Fear is there. But that gives you abhay. If you reach there, if you come to know your sakshi or chiti or your atman, you will become fearless. Why fearless? Because you will be seeing only one everywhere. There is no two, there is no dvaita. So it is abhay bhaya darsanam. In samadhi, you are going to become fearless. Why fearless? There is only one, no two. But still people fear. In Bhagavad Gita, it is Lord says, Bigat bhi, bita rag bhai krodha. Bhai, you have to go beyond bhai. Bhi, then Guruji writes, the scene is limited, changing, inert, perishable and sorrow-giving. The scene, everything other than this is seen. Body, mind, intellect, ego, world, everything is seen. And Guruji writes, it is limited. All things are limited. It's finite. These finite things can never give you infinite. Limited. Changing. This whole thing is changing and perishable. And sorrow giving. This is the source of sorrow. And source of happiness? This is sorrow. Who am I? The seer is free from the nature of the seen. The seer is different. Its nature is different. It is not changing and perishable. It's eternal. I am, who am I? I am infinite. I am not this body, I am not this mind, I am not this intellect, I am not this ego. Who am I? I am this. The Sakshi, the Chiti, the Atman. Infinite, immutable, eternal consciousness and of the nature of bliss. Simple formula. If you want bliss, what you have to do? Now you know who, which part is giving you sorrow and where is the bliss. The source of happiness is only one. Happiness is not here. Happiness is not here. Happiness is here. There only one source is this. And we are not aware of this. This is our ignorance. Who is Jnani? Jnani is a person who knows this Sakshi, this Chiti, this Atman is a Jnani. Who is Ajnani? Who does not know this is Ajnani. Simple definition given by Thakur Ramakrishna. Jnani and Ajnani. Now, what is this? What is its nature? Next verse.
No deti nastametesha.
No deti nastametesha.
Na vriddhim yati nakshayam.
Na vriddhim yati nakshayam.
Swayam vivatya thanyani. Swayam vivatya thanyani. Bhasayet sadhanam vina. Asayet sadhanam vina.
No deti nastamittesa.
Na vriddhim yati nakshayam.
Swayam vivatya dhanyani. Asayet sadhanam vina.
No deti. No deti means na udeti. Na udeti means does not rise. Or does not take birth. Now we are talking about the self, the chiti, the sachi, no deti. Na astam iti esa. There is no death of this. No astam, no setting. No deti, no rise, no astam, no set. That means no birth, no death. Esa. Na vriddhim does not increase. Na chayam. There is no decay. Swayam vibhati, it signs itself. Atha anyani bhaseet sadhanam bina, and it illumines others without aid. Without aid, it illumines everything. So the self, the atman, or the sakshi, or the chiti, na udeti. There is no birth of this. Na astam, no death. Na vriddhi, there is no increase in that. Or chayam, no decrease. And what is its nature? It is self-effulgent. Swayam vibhati, self-effulgent. And atha anyani bhasyet sadhan bina, it illumines others. It did not require any aid, any means. You illumine others. A similar verse you will find in Bhagavad Gita also. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam putva bhavita va na bhuya. Ajo, ajo, without birth. Nitya, eternal. Saswato ayam purano, most ancient. Purano na hanyate hanyamane sarire. When the body dies, it does not die. The Sakshi, the Atman, never die. Same thing is written here. No udeti, what is birth? The Guruji writes the birth definition is, birth is defined as the last moment of prior non-existence. Prior non-existence, it is called prak abhav. How do we understand birth? Of a pot. A potter is making a pot. The moment the pot is born, that means its non-existence has ended. It was not there. The last moment of non-existence of pot is birth of pot. Before the birth of pot, pot was not there. So the last moment of non-existence of pot is the birth of pot. That is birth. Is the consciousness born? No. We will prove it later on. For the time being, not born. And what is death? This is the first one, is called prakabhav. Prakabhav, before the birth, it was not existing. Pradhvansabhav. Pradhvansabhav is the last moment of its existence. Is the Pradhvansabhav. Then after that, it is the pot is destroyed. So pot is existing, the moment I destroy it, then Pradhvansa, death of pot. Prak Abhav and Pradhvansa Abhav. In Prak Abhav, the non-existence is beginningless, anadi. If you further analyze it, you will find the birth of this pot. Before that, it was non-existing. How long it was non-existing? Anadikal. You cannot put a date. The moment you put a date, it was existing on that date, that means it was there. Before that date, it was there. So it is anadi, beginningless time. But that time can end. The moment the pot is born, it is end. In Pradhvansabhav, it is existing, the pot is existing. Death of pot is Pradhvansabhav. It will remain unborn, non-existing for infinite time. Till again, it is again formed by potter. Prakabhav, Pradhvansabhav. Our Rishi Muni has further analyzed it. This is this abhav, the non-existence also can be of four types. Prakabhav, Pradhvansabhav, Anyunyabhav. Third is Anya, Anyabhav. Book is not in the table, table is not in the book. Anyo, Anya, Abhav. This book is not in the table. Table is not in this book. Both things are different. And the fourth type of abhav is called atyanta abhav. Atyanta abhav means in three periods of time it is not there. Atyanta abhav. Horn of a rabbit, son of a barren woman. Atyanta abhav. Now apply all four abhav on consciousness. On sakshi, on chiti, on atman. Prakabhav. Can we say there was prakabhav of consciousness? No. Pradhvansabhav? No. No birth, no death. Anyunyabhav? Anyunyabhav? Book is not in the table, table is not in the book. But this consciousness is gone everywhere. It is pervading everything as a principle of existence. Can we say there is an anyunyabhav? No, it is existing. Book is, table is, isness is there here also, isness is here also. Anyunyabhav is also not applicable. Anyunyabhav is applicable only on limited things. But the consciousness is unlimited, infinite. Atyanta bhav, can you say in three periods of time there is no consciousness. On of a rabbit is not there in three period of time. It was not there, it is not present at this moment, it will not be there in the future also. Can we say the consciousness was not in the past, not in present, and not in the future? No, we can't say. Little bit deeper. We will derive Satchit Ananda from this verse. Na udeti nastam iti represents existence. There is no birth, no death. That means it is existing always. That explains the sat part. Na udeti nastam. They represent the existence. Na vriddhim yati na chayam. Vriddhi and chay is all related to limited things. Vriddhi and chayam related to limited thing, and that is infinite, not limited in time, space or any object, infinite. And in infinite there is sukh. We'll come to that. Chandogya Upanishad we will see. So that represents bliss. Swayam vibhati. Swayam vibhati, it is the consciousness. So did you get? Existence, bliss, consciousness. Satchit Anand in this verse. Bhaset sadhanam vina. No instrument is needed to see it. So that means it is kalatita. Kalatita means is beyond time. It's infinite. Chandogya Upanishad says, Yo vai bhuma tat sukham, na alpe sukham asti. Na alpe. Whole world is alpa, limited. Na alpe sukham asti. There is no sukh in alpa. Where is sukha? Yo vai bhuma, that which is infinite, sukh is there. The source of sukh is this infinite. And what is the purpose of this self-knowledge? The purpose of this self-knowledge is asatha nibriti. Asatha nibriti, we should remove our ignorance. This is asat. And the formula we have seen many times. Yad drishyam tad jadam. Whatever you see, you can see only these things. Whatever you see, these all are jad, inert, because these are matter. Yad jadam tad nasvaram. Whatever is inert is perishable. And whatever perishable is mithya. What is the definition of mithya? Which stays in one period of time. Sat is three period of time, which stays in three period of time. Asat is which is not there in three period of time. And mithya is that which is there for one particular limited time. So this whole thing is called mithya. Brahma satya jagat mithya. It's there only for one period of time. And that which is mithya, it is said it is asat. It's not there at all. That part is a little bit difficult to understand now. But Shastra says, Yad drishyam tat jadam, that is inert. You can understand that. Yad jadam tat nasvaram, that is also we can see, we verify. And yat nasvaram tan mithya. Mithya means it is only limited for in one period of time. That also is known. But the last statement says, tat asat. Not there at all. That will be proved later on. Different scriptures take different method to reach this. Here we have taken the method of drik drishya vivek, seer and seen vivek. Discriminate between seer and seen, and ultimately you will find the ultimate seer is this. You reach there, that's all. But why are we missing? It is so simple. Why are we missing? Because we are identified with Asat. We are completely identified with the Asat, that is why we are missing. It is there with us. Therefore, our scripture says, Atma vare drastabhya, srotabhya, listen about this, mantabhya, reflect on this, nididhyasitabhya, meditate on that. This is the part, you have to do the sravan, then reflect on it, manan, then meditate on it. They are of the opposite nature. The nature of matter and the nature of the spirit, life part, the Sachi, the Chiti, the Brahman, the Atman is different, altogether different. And what we are doing, what is our cause of sorrow? The cause of sorrow is we are taking unreal as real and real as unreal. This is our present understanding. We are taking unreal as real, and one thing which is real, we are taking as unreal. That is our understanding at this moment. In Gyan Mark, you only have to do the vichar, only vichar. In Bhakti Mark, you have to think about the Lord, all thoughts about the Lord, 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 Lord. This is the difference in Gyan Marg and Bhakti Marg. What can be the cause of consciousness? Let us try to find out. Can it come from non-existence, from sunya, from void? Can consciousness come from void? No. Charvak says it comes by mixing of inert matters. Inert matters, we have got five great elements. It is the mixture of five great elements that the Atman is born. They give the example, bola like paan, paan is green, you put a white chuna on that, then you put a katha brown, and then chew, it becomes red. That is the example, the Charvak they give. From non-existence, consciousness cannot come. By mixing of inert things, sentient thing can't come. Otherwise, the scientists would have created it. Atman, so much this proportion of space, air, fire, water and earth, in this proportion the Atman will be there. No. Can it come from the existence? Absurd thing. Existence itself is consciousness, absurd. Very good. Even for the argument's sake, if we take that the consciousness is born, we need a sentient thing to know the birth. Is it not? Even for the argument's sake, if I take the consciousness is born, accepted, who saw the birth? Can inert see the birth? No. A sentient being is? The first principle in the first verse we have seen, ultimate seer has to be sentient. So even if you argue that the consciousness is born, who witnessed another consciousness? So consciousness is not born. If it is not born, the question of death does not arise. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu, it's guaranteed. Anything which is born will die. This we see. Jatasya dhruvo mrityu, this we see. But the other part, dhruvam janma mrityasya cha, that part is not seen. The person who has died, anything which has died, it will be again reborn. That part is not seen. Mahatma explained this beautifully. How? They say, when you change your cloth, what you do? You become adrishya. Adrishya means you go in your bathroom, close the door, close the window, change your clothes, then you come. Nobody is able to see you. Similarly, the Atman is changing body. From one body to another body is going. You can't see it. Vastra change ho raha hai. It's not seen. So the other part from death to birth is not seen. If existence, consciousness, bliss is all pervading, that we have already seen, it is all pervading. And the consciousness means life. So why are we not able to see the life everywhere? We see something moving. In some places the life is there, in some places life is not there, inert matter. Why it is not so? That is explained in the next verse. If you want to know the answer, you have to come.
Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Hari Om.